As a pastor, I've seen people receive the Word of God. Some of them endure in the faith and some do not. We tend to take responsibility for that and say, well, if we had just discipled them, if we'd just done this or we'd just done that. But it has to do with the person's faith. How great is their faith and how committed they are to following Jesus Christ. Jesus told a parable about this. It's found in Luke, the 8th chapter, in the 4th verse. And when many people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke to them by a parable. And Jesus said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air ate it up. And some fell upon rocky places, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it, and choked it, and other fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bore fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They, on the rocky places, are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these, having no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. You see, Jesus said, not everyone who receives the word of God and appears to believe will have the perseverance and the commitment to that which they have received, that they will endure. And Jesus said, the one that endures to the end, that's the one that shall be saved. You see the things that cause us to go back on the word of God? Those who have no root, those who believe for a while, but when temptation comes, they fall away, they fall into their old way of living. And there are those who receive the word of God, but materialism takes away their joy and takes away their faith, and all the pleasures and cares of this world blinds them again to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But those who have an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the perseverance that you have given me. I give you credit for everything, Lord. But I know this, I must be committed to the kingdom of God. I must be committed to following Jesus Christ with all of my heart, with an honest heart and a good heart. I want to follow Jesus. I need your grace to do this, Lord. I want to endure to the very end because I believe in you. I believe in your promises of eternal life, and I trust you, and you are my only hope. Help me, Lord Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.